Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Fern Shen of the Baltimore Brew. Fern, good work again on the liquor board.
Thanks.
Recently, or within the last year or so, there was an audit that found a lot of problems with the administration of the laws. But there seems to be some change going on over there. What's happening?
Well, the audit drove a lot of changes, and one of them was the new liquor board that we have, new chairman and new member of the board, and they've been making some changes, and that's gotten some attention.
And the new chairman is?
Tom Ward, longtime public figure in Baltimore, former judge, and
thought of as a tough guy.
He's kind of shaken things up, though, you know— It's a high-profile spot. Some people are looking at decisions he's made. Community Law Center has said, you know, he's still letting some things through, but he's got a lot to wrangle with.
So we don't know precisely the direction he's going in, but some of the neighborhoods are somewhat happy that it looks like it's going in their direction.
Yeah, they are. Neighborhoods have been asking for tougher regulation of liquor laws in Baltimore for a long time. And that audit gave them aid and comfort, and this new board has given them some hope.
We're actually talking about quality of life, aren't we?
And
I think, as you pointed out, the neighborhoods across the city, rich and poor, are upset about this when the laws are not, you know, actively enforced.
Sure, yeah. It's from Federal Hill to Harlem Park. It's interesting to hear. It's kind of the same note that they're sounding, which is we have too many bars, too many liquor stores, and they're generating problems. They're affecting our quality of life. There's litter, there's crime, public urination, you know, oh boy. It's something that they're bringing to the liquor board and saying, help us.
Well, there's a fair bit of money involved because these licenses are expensive. And also we have this phenomenon of the zombie license.
Yeah, that's a good example of, you know, what's going on and what's changing at the board. So the zombie license is licenses by law are supposed to die if they're not used for longer than 180 days. And yet a lot of them have been allowed to live and prolonged by the board. They've been granted hardship extensions or license transfers to another owner. And these are licenses which the Community Law Center, which has been acting as a real watchdog here, points out, you know, by law, these aren't licenses anymore, and yet they're allowed to go on. So that's something that's in the spotlight and is maybe starting to change.
Well, it's understandable why you wouldn't quite know what direction the board is going in, because you do have the need for balancing between, sort of commercial interests, the bar owners, and the neighborhoods.
Yeah, and, you know, we've heard that from Tom Ward, too. You know, people have focused on how he's been tough on bar owners. But, you know, I listened to him the other day say, you don't really know anything bad about this particular owner who wants a transfer of the license to him. And this is a backdoor approach, and this is the person's livelihood. So, you know, yeah, there is a balancing act going on there.
We'll see what goes on here, and maybe you'll come back and talk to us again, Fern. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Fern Shen, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.